So, guys, you're very welcome back. My name is Porrick. This is the Humble Coach podcast. And after a little bit of a hiatus for a couple of weeks, I'm sure you missed us. I have a really cool dude, guys. I know for a little while now. One of the really good kettlebell coaches in the country, I would consider Didier Buick. So Didier, you're very welcome on the Humble Coach podcast show.
Hey, thanks, Brooke. Thanks a lot for having me on, man. It's really cool.
No problem.
Give me the nod. Yeah.
Oh, good. So, Didi, I suppose some people in the locality in Galway, in the kind of Galway area in Ireland at least, in the kettlebell front will know you. But for those of you who may not, could you go into a little bit of your background, what you would have been doing before you got into coaching, and then how you would have maybe got into coaching? Give a bit of a spiel on that, possibly.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, like, can kind of dig up quite a lot on that. I suppose I'm actually originally South African, so to date I've probably been in Ireland 10 years now. So I was never really into coaching or physical fit before coming to Ireland, but I was into kind of, I don't know if you'd call free sports, you know, surfing, snowboarding, and skateboarding. That really developed me from a young age. Yeah. But I was all really involved with sports, you know, right through school. So picked up a good few injuries along the way, very interested in the body, naturally, you know, trying to figure out things myself, always, you know, trying to stay in reasonable shape or strength, so to be able to kind of go out and do these things. So, you know, once I got to Ireland, that's when I kind of decided, okay, I need to choose an area I really enjoy or I'm passionate about. And, you know, I looked into sports therapy and I got into muscular therapy. So that's 2009, I suppose. And, yeah, from then on, I just developed every year, just upskilling, learning a bit more, really enjoyed the whole sports injuries and physical therapy side of things. And that led me on to, okay, how do we, you know, start working on injuries? So I got into the Pilates and yeah, more body weight sort of training came from that. And kettlebells was just around the corner then from that, because really I wanted to kind of be able to move freely and add a bit of weight and resistance to my training. I was never really into kind of like heavy lifting, and maybe in my early 20s I did some gym work, you know, the old school stuff. But it was actually when I saw the kettlebell training, I thought that's exactly what I want to do. It's like, you know, incorporating all different movements, all different planes with a bit of resistance, you know. And that's how I originally got into it, you know, and that would have been like maybe RKC kind of big time came on the scene, or maybe I was there for a while, I don't know. But you know, I had like kind of little role models looking like Steve Carter and those sort of guys, and I was like, wow, cool, you know. Yeah, so that's kind of like my first kind of little travel up the ladder towards that sort of style of training, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I don't know. That's about it. Just kind of the introduction to that, you know.
Cool. Yeah. So you own DFC, which is in Salt Hill in Galway, and you're kind of overseeing that at the moment. I suppose the big thing like that you were saying about you have a fairly varied kind of background there, and a very very varied skill set, which is very, very helpful, I think, when it comes to assessing people and being able to help people on a number of different levels. And like you were saying there, getting people from that pain or the injured state through to well again, and then through to actually fit again. How important that you would be fairly big on that, I'm assuming. So how important do you find that in your own coaching and in coaching enjoyment, to see that transition through?
Yeah. No, that's actually, I think, you know, it's, you know, it kept me going really for this amount of time, and progressing every year is that little, you know, that fundamental, like kind of just getting someone in, sometimes into the treatment room, doing a few sessions, and then just starting to say, like, you know, we need to get active let's get onto the floor. And from the floor, we start moving and, you know, start waking up muscles and start stretching and opening up. And, you know, I suppose you're going through, you know, months and days or whatever, but when you start talking like this, you start to realize, you know, yeah, that, you know, you're really kind of, it's a great, amazing thing, you know. We've had great, you know, people come in, you know, back pain for years, you know, painkillers, this sort of thing, and, you know, just a little bit of movement and a little bit of corrective exercise, and, you know, next thing they're, you know, training three times a week, and, you know, life's good. So I've had a good footfall with that, and actually a lot of my clients, you know, it's, the word of mouth is good in that sort of direction where everyone usually has a little niggle or pain, and, you know, that's, we just try and work around it and I'll work with it, you know. You know, so yeah, I mean, by no means a physiotherapist, but, you know, I'm just at a probably different angle to that, you know, and I really enjoy it, you know, happy outgoing in every day, so it's great.
I think like that's a really, really important part of it, and looking at the next little kind of point would be how important do you find, and I suppose it, like that you would utilize kettlebells, but you would utilize your bodyweight training and a lot of the corrective exercise throughout. I know like I know you're a big fan of the bodyweight training, and but have you found kettlebells to be very helpful when it comes to both rehabbing and then also to actually improve the fitness levels of those people who may have some of those injuries? I've always found kettlebells to be really, really fantastic when it comes to that kind of stuff, because like you said, the different planes of movements, the streamlining of the positions in the body. Speak a little bit about how important do you think kettlebells can be for that kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Usually you kind of get looked at a bit funny when you start to bring out a kettlebell, you know, straight away, and someone's like, geez, you know, what are you trying to do here? But I really think, getting used to all your, you know, your basic movements, and then adding that small bit of resistance, or teaching everyone to move with that small bit of resistance, it's a perfect piece of equipment, you know. You know, from going from, you know, using a suspension trainer to kind of getting their balance and their stability, to then finally saying, okay, now let's load it up a little bit and get a little bit stronger. You know, and, you know, like, you just can't get away from it. You know, if you don't have good overhead or your flexibility is pretty poor in your shoulders, you know, that that's just going to come out straight away. So, you know, it's a great tool to kind of get, you know, the stability going and the joints done correctly, you know. So, so I just find it, like, you know, it really attracted me that way, to train in that way, and, you know, just passing it on is what we do. I mean, still, you know, in the beginning, I think everyone could swing a kettlebell and everyone should. Now I've kind of, you know, you evolve a little bit and you're like, well, you know, not everyone needs to swing a kettlebell, you know, and not everyone needs to squat below parallel. No, you know, so, you know, but it's still, you know, when I started and still now, it's like the go-to tool, you know. I do loads of chest sessions still just going forward from a mat to a kettlebell, and, you know, sometimes a bit boring, but, like, just, you know, it's the basic movements and they give good results. So, yeah.
I agree. I think like that, the kettlebell, the way you even spoke about that, that it is a fantastic tool to get you from the floor, then get you to an actual more consistent kind of movement situation, really. But the big goal, I like the emphasis of that stability point that you were speaking of there. Like, even the planes of the movement, of the vast majority of kettlebell movements, the overhead position importance, the basic streamlining of the rotations that you will go through, even on a very consistent, on a kind of single arm kettlebell swing basis or a snatch or whatever it is, that complete body action through the midsection at least is so helpful for so many people. It makes a big, big difference. But I think you're right. It's a really, really big help when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Do you have,
go for it, go on.
No, I was just saying, like, I mean, in the beginning, like it's another, like, you know, go-to, as in, you know, you can really see, like, where you're coming, you know, what you, you know, you started with such a small weight and you're moving up. I mean, you know, definitely once people are, you know, up to scratch, you want to be using a weight that really kind of challenges you, you know. But, I mean, you know, fitness-wise, you know, cardiovascular-wise and strength-wise, it's right up there, you know, so it's great as well, you know, so people see results pretty quick in themselves, you know.
Good stuff. Do you have, I suppose we'll kind of change a little bit tax, but do you have in the in your current facility, do you have a particular style of coaching you think yourself? Like, are you quite loud and quite in your face and really happy-go-lucky kind of thing to people? Or are you a little bit more reserved, a little bit more kind of relaxed therapist type of
a guru? I know what you mean. Yeah, I think
Have you a little bit both?
Yeah, I think I usually I definitely go in the therapist first, and there's nothing I can do about that. It's kind of in my head, you know. When someone's I've got two other trainers that are great, you know, and at the boot camps, and I'm always like, you know, almost double scanning things, like, you know, it's like, for me, I'm just like, do you really need to do that? Like, you know, but I mean, that takes a lot of fun out of training as well. But, I've always just had that in my head first. And, you know, just basically looking at when someone comes in and just scanning the body first and just, you know, talking through the warm-up and looking how they move in their warm-up and making the calls there and then, you know, and a good kind of detailed background on the person, and then, you know, just start working from there. But it's, I'd say, yeah, pretty relaxed and maybe a little slower, you know, process. But when I do get stuck in and I know that you're actually, you know, good to go, and whether you're there performance or you know, just looking for kind of general fitness, you know, there's that sort of adrenaline that can come out and you know, belief, I suppose, that comes out of me, you know. And I think that's just a natural thing that I've had since I was a kid, you know, with the different types of sports I've done, enjoyment of seeing people progress, you know. It's a great buzz, and I think that's, like, probably a number one thing for, like, PTs and coaches. Like, you know, when they do go into that, they should have that, you know, that enjoyment of actually seeing someone hit goals, hit targets. So, you know, you can't hold back on that. It's really cool, you know.
No, absolutely, I agree. And I think, like, this, like, looking at you're also quite a strong kettlebell sport athlete, and like that, it shows from your previous activities and your previous kind of sports background that you've got some good skills. Do you find that the kettlebell sport kind of satiates your I suppose your athletic kind of part, to so that you could actually stay relaxed in your coaching kind of sense?
You
kind of get stuck in and get really concentrated and push yourself very, very hard and keep the enthusiasm very, very high, maybe, or even mentally high at least, in your kettlebell sports.
Yeah.
And then you could stay quite reserved in your coaching, or is it separate enough kind of things?
Yeah. I mean, the kettlebell sport is, you know, it's just like, I suppose, you know, you got your Olympic lifting, and then you have training with the barbell, same kettlebells, and then you got kettlebell sports. You know, they're a great tool for fitness, and then you have this tool that, you know, that's a great sport. I mean, I do one movement, clean and jerk, and, you know, the heart rate can go up, max out maybe three times in a session, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, you got to release, you know, I say, like, the demons have got to come out, you know. And I don't know how guys hold back on that, you know, but that definitely happens in the majority of my sessions, you know. It's give it 100%, you know. I definitely would like to kind of have a, you know, go to another world, you know, world championship, and hopefully win a world championship. And so, you know, I do put a lot of effort into it. I think it's still, you know, relaxes me as a coach going in and knowing, you know, really how far someone can go, and knowing where they are at the minute, and, you know, this so it definitely, it's helped me along, like, through work, business, life. That sport's been really amazing for me, you know. So, you know, people might see it in different, it's not a popular sport. It's, again, a sport that's very, you know, you not everyone can just come in and start doing that, you know. It takes a long time to get the body primed for that sort of thing, but once you're in it, it's very hard then to get out of it because you know, you're going up the ladder as well, so you want to keep it going, you know. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic sport. I think I have to start getting back into it a little bit more now, because when I was doing it for a good while, it was really, really enjoyable. Like, but that it is it's not an easy sport.
No.
You're in the middle of it, it's a challenging one, definitely.
Yeah, but listen, man, you know, you come over anytime, dude. We have a good session.
I'll definitely take you up, man. I'll definitely take you up.
I want to see the pain. I want to see the pain.
Get the demons out all the way. I suppose a little bit of a change of direction, and you spoke a little bit about it there. Certain things that we could do as coaches we could do a little bit better. So like that, even, and I know I resonate, what you said resonated with me quite a bit there, that when someone comes into the warm-up in at the very beginning, we scan through it and we kind of just double-check on, and there's always kind of second looks of like, okay, is this actually appropriate, and will this be really appropriate for the later part of the session, etc. But do you think there's anything else in particular that we are lacking in quite a bit as coaches, just in general, like not even necessarily just particular sports, but in, I suppose, in general, fitness coaches. Is there something we could do more of? Is it injury prevention? Is it more personalized type of interactivity? Is there anything you see in particular, or is all well for the moment?
No, definitely there's, I think, lots to improve on, you know, like, suppose we're always, you know, I'm trying to improve every time. I'm trying to, you know, upskill. So it's definitely, you know, I know, you know, there's the great courses out there now, and the coaches are all over the country. You know, we don't have to travel that far. We can go find really good Olympic coaches. We can go find really good bell coaches, gymnastics coaches. And I just think, you know, the hole in what's going on is maybe from the young side, you know, the teenage side of things. If we can get probably more knowledge on that, working with younger, I suppose, kids and teenagers, you know. We do a lot with the tennis performance in the club, which we're very lucky to be able to be part of them, you know. But, like, it's a different skill set that you have to work with. So, you know, you might be able to go do your course in 6 months and you come out and you're a trainer, but, you know, you don't want to say no to that sort of work and you'd like to be good at it, but it's a different skill set. And same as then working with people with injuries and, you know, the not so young or the active age, or what we say, these are areas that maybe we can all probably improve on or get to know a little bit better. You know, that can kind of help your all-round skill set, I suppose, you know, as a coach. But as well, body awareness. I think sometimes the, you know, there, you know, how, you know, core contraction or stability, knowing these things, like, you know, are we that good at cueing them or not, you know? So yeah, I think that could be all improved, you know, in the education of the kind of guys coming through, you know.
I mean, I think I agree. I know from my own perspective, from the kind of the CrossFit-y kind of background, or the CrossFit-y kind of emphasis in the last number of years for myself, that like that you can get kind of pigeonholed mentally, at least, into these particular kind of elements. But yeah, over the last couple of years, I definitely think I'm with you on that. I know our place has definitely it's growing massively in with a teens class, and a teens kind of strength and conditioning class, and it's not necessarily just typical kind of slam bam kind of CrossFit stuff at all. It's much more straightforward type of strength and conditioning, and very relative to the kids and teens that we would actually have. So it does take time, but like that, I think there is a lot of younger coaches who may not be thinking about that kind of stuff as much. So there's a lot of scope for those who could actually utilize a lot of their own experiences as teenagers coming up, to try and really, really improve on the ability of their kind of next step, the ones that are coming behind them, they could definitely help a lot. But I think you're right. I think a big part of it is the older population, I think you're
Yeah.
actually right. Like there's a lot of the older population, which it's fine to go and walk the pram and the whole lot, fine, but there's going to be a lot more activity in your life than likely that. So you're going to need
No, and
to handle it, you know?
yeah. No, we do a bit of work and we really enjoy it, and the buzz that everyone gets from it. I mean, like, the body needs to, stay strong. Those lights need to keep on flashing through the muscles all the time, and it's just practice, practice. And like I said, like walking the prom is great, and you're getting good air. But like, you have to be challenged in a different way. It doesn't matter what age, so.
Have you any particular next step in your own coaching development, do you think, at the moment, Didier, or are you just kind of settled in steady at the business for the moment and just kind of working through that, or have you got a particular kind of next step in mind, coaching development wise?
Well, for the, I mean, I suppose in November will be 2 years since I've had been, I've got DFC. So, you're going from like therapist, coach. Before that, I was working with the boys from Body Dynamics, which was a great experience. That was a really great time, and they really helped me out a lot. So, but then you're doing it on your own then, So, I've had to learn a lot of the business side of things, and so you're trying to, I'm always trying to keep on up to date with what's going on in the training world and coaching world and therapy wise. But I've had to really kind of work on the business game and learning these sort of skills as well. So it's been a lot of that, and I'm still going to be doing quite a lot of that for sure. As we improve, but I'd probably like to do a little bit more in my treatments, course, the anatomy and motion. I know you had Ronnie on not so long ago, and I spoke, he spoke to me when he did that, and that's a course I'd really like to do. I think sounds brilliant,
Those guys are really smart. They do the, seem to be really good. Have you any particular kind of favorite coaches or favorite books or anything like that that you're kind of tipping around at the moment? Are you much of a reader, or are you just a music man?
I like I'm enjoying like reading. I like I suppose when you get like you're just interested in good passion into your strength training and your CrossFit, so you're that's what you're going to be reading about, so you're kind of like constantly looking at that sort of thing. So yeah, I used to enjoy the Dan John kind of books. Had a few of the, well, I got one or two of those, and then treatment books. I mean, that's not that fun, but it's very, you can get some really good books there that are really simple to understand. And I think Leon Chantel, I don't know if that author or therapist, he's done a good few books, which one which I always kind of refer back to, and it's Body Balance and Flexibility. And great for, just got nice set of cards at the back. Just simple help with upper cross syndrome, lower cross syndrome, and it's just a quick go-to, So if anyone, as a trainer, you have a book like that, it really helps, because majority of people all have, we're all stuck in these positions, so it can make a big difference,
Nice, nice. Stuff. Excellent. No, they're good ones. I like that. And do you have is there any particular advice you would give to a kind of younger coach at the moment, just from even from a therapist point of view, or from a just an experienced coach's point of view, and that they could work on? Is it like business oriented first, or is it like that, just kind of keep an eye on the person and really get to know what they need? Have you any kind of thoughts on that?
I'd say that like basically any person you ever you come into communication with or talk to is a possibility to become your client, and it's a personal business, and it's you should be every hour you should really get into, what's going on, in that hour with that person, because they're coming in, they're relying on you, they have 100% faith in you, so you should be, really tuned in, and you should, that's a good tip, was just to just realize that at anyone at any time, can become your client just there and then, you know, just by how, what your approach is. And if you come in too hard, too strong, that could be just boom, gone, and you didn't even know it, you know. So I just think, you know, even, you know, business, I'm not, you know, you don't mean to do that, but business can be done all over the place just like that, you know, just, you know, being out, of having a drink, meeting someone, boom, next thing you know, you got a client next day, starting Monday. Yeah. And that's how a lot of my work has gone, you know. And so that's one tip, you know, is just to remember that, you know, it's everyone you kind of meet, you know, there's a potential there. So, you know, surely just be nice and kind and, you know, go for it, you know.
Exactly.
And it's not as easy as it all looks like online and on social media. There's a lot of grind that has to go into it every day. So, you know.
Very much. Well, that's awesome, dude. Yeah, that's pretty much us, dude. I think that's going to cover it nicely. That's a good
one. Oh, great, man.
I really, really appreciate you coming on, lads. I'm gonna put a couple of those books and recommendations in the show notes. And if you are looking to get some training in Salt Hill, I know some of you guys will be. DD is a fantastic resource for kettlebells, for PT, for pretty much all things fitness. So I really, really appreciate you coming on, Didier. Thanks a million, dude.
Hey, Warwick, thanks so much, man. And I hope we see you soon. Remember just to come over and get those bells. We'll get going. Get you set up for 10 minutes before 2018.
Nice. Yeah, we'll get back competing, yes. It'll be good.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, man. Keep well, dude.
We'll see you soon, dude.
See you. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.